This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I don't love you. You're at the top of
my list cause I'm always thinking of you. Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Well, every time I go out to that university, I'm so impressed. Lonnie Folks and I spent some time last night in the buffet area, and it was quite good. But just a classy university. Their programs, they hired an unbelievable baseball coach. Soccer team went to the NCAA, the men's side. The women's are coached by Lori Chalupney. She's outstanding. Mark Stricker does a good job with basketball. I mean, all their programs are really good. It's a beautiful school in Town and Country. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Gretzky, Mario, and Martin Brodeur. Well, no, hold on a second. Every hockey list has to include Bobby Orr. I'm sorry, okay? Because Orr, at his best, dominated games like nobody else. So you can debate, like, Gretzky, you know, and Orr. But Bobby Orr has to be on everybody's top three list. Earl Austin Jr. joins us now. Earl, one of the questions of the day, if you were starting an NBA franchise and everybody in history is healthy and age 22 and you're going to get their best seven, which player do you take?
This is different than who's the best player, right?
No, you're starting a franchise.
Right. If I'm starting a franchise, Magic Johnson.
Oh, interesting. I like that. Who would be in your top three? See, I had Michael, then I went to the centers. I said Russell, Wilt, or Kareem.
Well, like I said, who I think the best player is Michael. But if I was starting a franchise.
Why would you start it with Magic instead of Michael?
Because Magic is, not only is a point guard, but he's the biggest and best point guard ever. And Magic Johnson is, no matter what your ability level, Magic Johnson makes that player better. Like, he made an average player like Kirk Rambis good. He made a great player like James Worthy a Hall of Famer. And even a Hall of Famer like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar a god. He enhanced everybody. It didn't matter if you were a Hall of Famer or an average player. Magic did that.
All right, so let's do this then. Since you have Magic as your point guard on your all-time team, we don't have to go a 3 and a 4. We'll just take forwards and then your center. Go ahead.
Okay, Magic and Michael is my backcourt.
Two forwards.
LeBron, Larry Bird is my forwards, and Kareem my center.
You'd take Kareem over Wilt and Russell. Why?
Yeah. I saw Kareem. I lived in Milwaukee. I mean, he was the most dominant offensive player in the history of the game, and he had the most unstoppable shot in the history of the game. Will has all the records. Bill was defensively. I mean, but I just Kareem. If I had to go 3-4, you know, by position, it would be like LeBron at the 3 and Duncan at the 4. But two forwards, it would be Bird and LeBron.
Yeah, I think LeBron and Bird could rebound enough where you wouldn't have to have legitimate 4.
Yeah. I think, but that would be my 5, obviously. But like, if you ask who the best player, it would be Michael.
You know who's creeping up in terms of being on that shooting guard list? It's going to be James Harden before it's all said and done.
Oh, yeah. I think he's a couple of championship runs away. I think he's on that short list. I think he's on that top 5. You're looking at MJ, Kobe, and D-Wade probably is your top 3, my guess. If you think Oscar's a point guard, which I think he is, not a shooting guard, those would probably be your top 3. AI was great. Logo was great. But James Harden is really, you know, I think his regular seasons and what he's doing this year. But now I think he needs a couple of real strong postseason runs. If he could have closed that deal last year with Golden State, it would have enhanced him more. This year they got a chance to win the whole thing. I think he's playing at that level. And I think Houston now has put together a team that's capable of challenging Golden State. But, yeah, I think if he's got another half dozen years at this level, he may get into that top 3. I think he's probably in that top 5 right now.
Yeah, and then a point guard in terms of the depth chart, it would be Magic, Oscar, Isaiah, and then Nash, and then Curry. Curry could pass Nash soon, or maybe already has.
Curry's on his way to getting all of them behind Magic, the way he's going. the way he's redefined the game, how it's played today. But Isaiah, I have Isaiah too. Like you said, Stockton is up there too. He was great. Jason Kidd was great as well. But I think Curry's making his move. Oscar, I mean, wow. Yeah, I mean, people forget Big O was tremendous as well.
And then if you just went, if you classified them all as forwards, after Bird and LeBron, wouldn't you go like Duncan and Durant?
Probably. Yeah. Doc was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I hope Claiborne's not listening down in Florida.
Yeah, Doc was amazing. Very underrated. I don't know if he'd be considered one of the greats, but one of my favorites going into the day, as far as scoring the ball, Bernard King, offensively.
Yeah.
As dominant offensive player as there was during that time. I mean, his battles with Bird and Dominique, Dr. J, it didn't matter. None of them could stop him.
Yeah,
scoring that ball.
None of them could stop Tremaine Isabel last night with 39, and he did it in that first half when the team was playing poorly. I mean, if it weren't for him, that would have been a loss.
Yeah, that's what a true bucket getter does. When the team is struggling, the offense is breaking down, all the winning teams have a guy that can just give me the ball, let me go make a play, get a bucket. And that's what he did. He had 16 in the first half. And like I said, Duquesne really hit us in the mouth that first half, controlled it. But after he hit the three at the buzzer and cut the lead to three, I felt pretty good when they left the floor coming out. I knew we would come out with a much better competitive effort in the second half with 17 offensive rebounds. But, yeah, the 16 was just a warm-up. He had 23 in the second half. It was just every time Duquesne made a run at us, he's the one that shut the door. With a buck, and Eric Williams had 40 for Duquesne, and so we really needed all 39 of those points to get that win.
You know, I know we've been saying all year long, Javon Best, Defensive Player of the Year, First Team All-Conference, your MVP, but boy, the last 3 weeks, the best player has been Tremaine Isabel.
Without a doubt. Rammer figured it out. I think he's averaging 21 the last half dozen games. And frankly, this was the Tremaine Isabel I thought we were getting all season.
Yeah.
He spent the first part because we had a lot of people who could score it, kind of being more of a facilitator role and, you know, being in a new system, trying to find his way. And now I think with losing a lot of players, losing a lot of, you know, different entity and then injuries and stuff like that, we're starting to see Tremaine that put in 21 a game at Drexel that can really – he could do it in so many different ways. I mean, he got 8 rebounds, too, last night, and he drops dimes, but – the fact that when he's shooting threes, when he knocks down that first or second 3-point shot, he's on to a big night because his game is getting to the basket, much like a Kyrie, Andre Miller. He's strong for 6'1", but he can get to the basket, shoot the floaters, get to the free throw line. But so when he knocks down those open early threes, you got to respect that. Then it opens up what he really likes to do is getting that rim, and he's a very crafty scorer around that basket. And it's been fun to watch.
So I haven't looked at it real closely, but if they beat the Bonnies on Saturday, they'd only have to win 3 in Brooklyn. Is that correct?
I believe so. It sounds like we control our own destiny. I think if we win, and I think we'll get a 4 seed, and then that's what we lose. I don't know, depending on what happens with the other two teams, 5, 6, or whatever. But we've played ourselves in position to, with a win, and it's going to be tough on the road, especially there in Olean. They're playing well. We got a chance to get that, and that would enhance our chances with our lack of depth to be able to potentially just win 3 instead of 4 in Brooklyn would be a big help. So that's great incentive going into tomorrow or Friday. I mean Saturday, excuse me.
Yeah, you'd love to have 8 or 9 bodies, but boy, the nucleus is really playing well right now, aren't they?
It really is. Hassan is rebounding like a madman. Jordan Goodwin is giving you all, you know, stuffing the stat sheet. The game before, George Mason, he had 24, 8, 5 steals, like 5 or 6 assists, and playing good defense. Fred Thatch almost, he gave you 8, 7, and 5 yesterday off the bench. Javon is still playing. He's not shooting the ball at that same level because of his injuries, but he's still giving you 38, 39 minutes of, you know, Javon Best. So you know, when that group is playing well, I was encouraged after the VCU game. You know, VCU's our best team in our league, and they've been blowing teams out. And then they had us down 15, and we cut that lead down to 2 and had our chances late. Couldn't make a free throw, or else we might have pulled that game out possibly. But after that game, I was feeling good because we really played well in that second half despite a lot of things that went against us, and then to, you know, hold serve at home 2 times. Going into this game, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get something else going on the road here.
All right. I want you to give our listening audience a little insight on this Fab Five recruiting class. Now, they're not as good as Michigan's, but it is interesting. They do have 5 players so far, and each basically at different positions, depending if, you know, you view where you view Tony Hargrove. Is he a 3 or 4? But, I mean, each position is filled with this class so far.
Right. We'll start with the out-of-town kids. I got a chance to meet Mr. Bell, who just committed. He's about almost 7 feet tall. He's about 270 pounds, 280. He reportedly lost close to 100 pounds in the last year. He's from Detroit, but he's at a prep school in Arizona. And he is massive. He is a massive young man. I saw a little tape of him. He has a nice touch around the basket, and he gives you some size, which we desperately need, with only Hassan being the more only experienced big. The shooter is Gibson Jimerson out of Mount Verde. He's from Richmond, I believe he's from Richmond, Virginia. He's about 6'5", 6'6". Really can shoot the basketball. It's his forte, and obviously that's a place we really need something going into next year. Of course, the local kids, kid they probably may not have heard of as much, Javonte Perkins. He's a 6'6", 6'7", kind of a combo forward from Career Academy. He played for Jay Harrington at SWCC, Southwest Illinois College. He's a scorer. He can really put the ball on the floor, create buckets, get in the lane, mid-range, and can knock down a 3-point shot. He's averaged about 20 points a game in his 2 years at SWCC. And like I said, he's a bucket getter. And then Terrence Hargrove from East St. Louis. He's the best athlete of the group. I think he's really improved from last year to this year. He led them to the Southwestern Conference Championship, which has Belleville West, the state champion, and very good Collinsville, all good teams. And he's really did a good job really taking over games. When they beat Vashon, when they beat Belleville West, Collinsville, he stepped up, and he's a tremendous athlete. And probably the most important recruit is Yuri Collins out of St. Mary's. He's a point guard, and he's one of the best passing point guards that, you know, he's in my, you know, 33 years of covering high school basketball, he's in my top 5 of passing point guards. He was born to handle that ball pass, and now he's really scoring. They're in the state quarterfinals, and he averaged 35 a game in 2 districts, and then he had 37 and 10 assists against Hillsboro, and he's really improved the 3-point shooting, but his IQ and his ability to make people better is really what's going to really help this program. It's going to be fun to watch him play for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's better than Ryan Robertson or Courtney Ramey, and I don't consider Larry a pure point, but I am saying he's the best passer I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, when he steps on campus, he'll be the best passing point that we've had since H. Waldman. That's 25 years ago, and H used to deliver the bell, and Yuri's got that kind of passing ability. So it's a lot of, and we still got 2 to give. There's a lot of ability, like you said, at each position. It's just a matter of fitting them in and getting them used to that next level. A-10 is a beast, but it's a good class, and like you say, all across the board at each position.
I know it's been a brutal year for the University of Missouri, especially in the SEC, but I really do see a light at the end of the tunnel, and part of that is because of our friend from Whitfield, Torrance Watson, who has his back-to-back now incredible shooting games. I mean, you put him out there with Mark Smith and Drew Smith and those 4 recruits coming in, this thing may be okay.
I think so. You know, obviously things, the wheels came off when Jonte got hurt. He does so much, but some of these young guys have gotten the opportunity to play, and I think Torrance is really coming into his own. We've seen how he can score that ball through his high school career. Now you're starting to see it in the SEC. Mark Smith was one of the best shooters in the country. He was shooting 45-46% before he went down with the injury. Javon Pickett was playing real good basketball. as well. And like you say, Drew Smith was really good at Evansville. I watched him play in the Valley a little bit. So it's going to be Pinson, solid, nice point, young point guard as well. So, you know, Tillman, I think we'll be back again. So I think the future is bright. It's just a tough year this year when you lose your all-around best player before season even starts. But hopefully there's some light, and I think seeing these young guys and these local guys, you know, having some success, I think hopefully bodes well for the future.
What do you think happens with Jonte? I can see both sides of the coin. Well, maybe gets back, gets healthy, develops a little bit more, and then he goes much higher in the draft. But then if you're a Porter and you have these bodies that seem to break down, don't you have to go get paid as soon as you can, whether you go in the second round or not?
Yeah, that's the thing with the injury history. And obviously he'll go through that battery of, tests and all that. And, I'm sure the teams will definitely want to know the entire, especially his injury history. And he'll have a lot, but the knee, and it is obviously, it'd be interesting. He'd like to see him come back for another year and just have a big year and enhance and possibly become a first round. That's why he came back this year, because he had a really good freshman year, but a lot of people thought he wasn't quite ready to be that first rounder. So he came back to enhance and got hurt. So do you take that chance again, or do you go and, like I say, a team? I mean, he's definitely, I think, a second rounder, just that of his potential and his size. He's a he's kind of like a modern big. He can step out, shoot it, and handle it. He needs a rim protector. So, either way you go, I don't think it's a bad decision.
Gut feel on the boys' side in St. Louis, who will bring home a state title? And will Belleville West bring one home in Illinois?
There's a good chance. They're in the super sectionals. East side, if they win tonight, they got to play Justin Love's Muscoda team in the sectional finals. But then the winner will play Springfield Southeast in the super sectionals, most likely a tough team. Vashon and 3A, I like their chances quite a bit. Class 4, it's wide open. You know, Ledoux's still alive, St. Mary's. Class 5, CBC. I mean, good teams in Class 5. Justin Tatum's really good at CBC. They got Melville. My McClure North Stars are still alive, but Kurt Jacob has a great team at Francis Howell. I think Rock Bridge is probably the favorite in Class 5 out of Columbia.
Good stuff. Earl, we will talk soon. Thanks so much. Enjoy St. Bonaventure.
Thank you, Frank. Take it easy.
All right. The great Earl Austin Jr.
You liar.
Yeah.
No one enjoys St. Bonaventure.
One time I did a game up there, and I had to drive. It's not an easy place. It's only New York. It was the worst. Yeah. I was lost. It's before phones, had all the directions and stuff.
I think Rammer has said you got to get lost to get there first.
Yes. It's the worst. All right, let's take a short time out. Before we go to break, quick word about Maryville, maryville.edu. If you get a chance, go to their website, find out about this gorgeous campus in town and country. They sponsor the phone lines. And Hollywood Casino sponsors our program. I'm going to be out there on Sunday doing an appearance from 12 to 4. If you get a chance, head on out to 99 Hop Sauce. That's where I will be. I'm going to be watching that Missouri Valley Conference Championship very closely. Hopefully it's either Porter Moser or Barry Hinson cutting down the nets. But I'll be watching the games, because that is the place to watch the games. The food is outstanding. Final Cut Steakhouse, the all-you-can-eat buffet. People watching, we just appreciate them being a part of the program. We'll be right back.